Two dozen Republicans in the U.S. House are continuing their protest in Washington, D.C., refusing to go home for the August recess. Even though Congress started its five-week break last Friday, about 25 Republicans returned to the Capitol yesterday and today to demand action on offshore oil drilling and increasing domestic oil supply by opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. They're calling their plan the American Energy Act, and they say they want the House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, to call the House back into session to vote on offshore drilling. California Republican Duncan Hunter says it would show Americans that Congress is doing something about high energy costs.
It's very important that the Speaker come back, bring this House back into session, and do the responsible thing, which is to increase the dependence or the independence of the United States with respect to petroleum. That means we have to drill. We've got to drill in Alaska. We've got to drill in the deep water off of our coast.
But House Speaker Pelosi has said that the Republican plan supports the oil industry, including ExxonMobil, which is bringing in record profits. Last week in Washington, Michigan Democrat Bart Stupak fought back against Republican colleagues who are pushing to drill in the Arctic Refuge.
You want to go to ANWR. You keep bringing up ANWR. What about the Natural Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, which has proven reserves, has been around since 1923, Warren G. Hardy, and you still can't find your way there to drill. Instead, you want to go in a wildlife reserve and drill.
It's up to President Bush to call Congress back into session, and he has not. But Republicans say they plan to make speeches all week on the House floor, even though the microphones and cameras are off. Congressman Don Young is not part of the protest. He came back to Alaska last week and is now traveling the state campaigning for this month's Republican primary battle. Meanwhile, Senator Ted Stevens sent a letter to President George Bush on Friday requesting an executive order to do a seismic survey of the Arctic Refuge. Stevens' letter says it would show the hydrocarbon resources in the region, updating information that's 25 years old. Nine other Republican senators signed on to the letter, including Alaska's Lisa Murkowski. Exploration leading to development cannot be done without congressional approval, but Stevens says the seismic research should be outside of those rules.